You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. It is Music Monday, and we are thrilled to welcome back Fox and the Hounds. They're performing at Localpalooza this Sunday night, July 24th, 7 p.m. at Shuba's on Southport. Right now, here they are with House of Leaves. Yeah, that was Fox and the Hounds with House of Leaves, and they're performing this Sunday at Shuba's. I just did that for Facebook Live video, so I apologize if you guys are like, why is she in our faces with that camera? So that went right to our WGN Facebook page if you want to watch some of that video. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio for Music Monday, and let me get some of your names. I know that you guys were here last time, and this is amazing music, and we're so glad to have you back. What's your name?
I'm Kendall.
Hey, Kendall. Great job.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry?
I'm Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
Kendall? Kate?
Katie.
Oh, that's right. I remember this last time. Kendall, Kate, and Kate. Kendall, Kate, and... I've already lost it again. And you now this is a burlesque and rock band is kind of the what would you how do you describe that when you say it's burlesque and
yeah,
you know,
so we
great
call it
music
burlesque rock and roll. Mm-hmm. We you know really aim to one have good music but also have like a great stage show. Mm-hmm. So we bring a lot of elements into our stage show. We use like saws, metal grinders on stage. We'll use confetti, fake blood, sometimes a little bit of burlesque, either like with other troops or sometimes ourselves. So mm-hmm. we try to mix it up every show and always give something new.
And what can people expect this Sunday? Do you have anything cooking for the audiences?
My bus stop saw this Sunday. There's definitely going to be some confetti guns going on.
Somebody's a little excited about that.
Sparkles. Sparkles.
How do you know sparkles?
Glitter. Yeah, sparkles. Leather. You know, fun stuff.
Yeah,
all the good stuff.
Nothing wrong with that. Glenn, I know you're leaving town. Now you're kind of wishing.
Actually, I just changed my flight, so I got to explain that away, but I'm staying.
There you go. I know we love that music, and I know that we've had you on the show before, but allow me to sort of reintroduce you to our audience and to myself, find out more about you. How did this come about? What made you, what was the sort of catalyst for having a burlesque rock band?
Well, actually, all of the women in the band come from theatrical backgrounds. So I always, when I first wanted to get into music, I just really wanted to create a band that really had a stage show, something that drew you in. I felt like if you're going to pay money to see a band nowadays, there's so many of us out there. We've got to do something to set us apart. I kind of naturally I've always loved burlesque. I love the art of it. You know, it's such a seduction. So I just really wanted to bring those two things together on stage and, you know, sometimes it's a little more music, a little less burlesque, and sometimes it's the opposite. So, yeah.
You know what's really cool? If anyone wants to see some of the stuff they've done where they're really doing more than just singing, they're kind of performing and doing some artistic stuff, Fox and the Hounds have a film noir video that's on YouTube. It's called Desert Spring Rose, and it's really, really cool the way that they shot this video, all the different elements of it. It goes way beyond just liking the music of it. This is a really great video to search on YouTube.
That sounds fantastic. Uh-huh. Film noir.
That was also off of our first album. We worked with a local production company, Lady K Productions, and we wanted it to be like basically a mini movie. So it's a little, very mini film noir set to one of our songs from the original album.
Well, and that's the thing is, you're right, to bring in audiences, what's going to be that element where people go, huh, you know, and there's so much excitement when not just burlesque, but also sort of a theme to things that people, mm-hmm. they feel like they've got some like attachment to it.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Glenn, what have you had? Do you have any spaces? Any of your restaurants have space for like bands and stuff like that? I'm just saying, maybe one of your openings.
Unfortunately, they don't. But one of the openings, I mean, that the music's just phenomenal.
Isn't that great?
I love it. It's absolutely just like you said, right into your body. It just resonates.
I know.
It's
right
cool.
through my body.
Very cool. Yeah.
What's the collaboration like when it comes to the music and the lyrics to the music you do?
So I write everything, and then I kind of bring the songs into the band to fill it out a bit. I come in with a blueprint, and they, you know, put up the walls and the windows and really make it look good and sound good.
And what decisions are made as far as, I mean, because now are you the lead vocalist or both of you?
I'm the lead vocalist.
Three.
However, Kate and Katie both sing leads on a couple songs.
And Kate and Katie are like,
we share duties.
Okay, now I have to ask about the hanging keyboard because I don't see it that often with the shoulder strap.
Yeah,
the keytar. Is that what, do they really call it a keytar?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
I kind of love that.
And it's bedazzled.
It is.
Viewers, you cannot see this, but it is covered in rhinestones.
Go to
Facebook
WGN.
Live can see it, right?
They can. And WGNradio.com, you can see it as well. We have live streaming the entire time. That is does one start with a guitar or with a piano keytar? With a piano.
Yeah.
I love that. And when you decide, I'm laughing because I my son is just getting into the guitar, but he's torn over, like, he plays a piano as well, and I'm like, maybe this is the way he goes.
Medium.
A little bit, I'm just saying. Now, okay, you're Katie,
uh-huh.
and Kate, and...
Kendall,
Kate, and Katie, and then give me the guys' names. I know that they don't all have microphones.
Oh, so our drummer back there, that's Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Hey,
hello. Next to him is our bass player, Ira.
Hey, Ira. Sorry about knocking over whatever I knocked over during the Facebook Live. You were very nice trying to give me a little bit of room. I was stumbling. So we got Tony, we got Ira.
This is Aiden,
hey, Aiden.
On guitar.
Hey, Aiden.
And then we got bass. Mike on the other guitar.
On the other guitar, not a
bass.
Oh, that's the bass.
Ira's bass.
Ira's bass. Sorry.
Mike talks loud.
It's appreciated. Yes, Craig?
Real quick, Patty, we just got a text from the 502. I deliver papers outside of Louisville, Kentucky in a rural area, and your station fades in and out. Like tonight, but sometimes it suddenly fades in real clear, like when the band was performing, they're awesome, and also when Patty was saying her father caught her loving herself, nearly took out a row of fences. damn, I love this station. That is a text from Kentucky.
Hey, Kentucky, glad to have you. Wow. Appreciate it. Awesome. Those newspapers good. Will land squarely on those front porches tonight. It's more after the news. We are hanging out with Fox and the Hounds. Glenn, are you good? Are you going to hang out? Or what's up to you? You can stay as long as
you got. You kick me out, or I'm going to stay all night, man. I got nowhere to go. This is awesome.
You've got nowhere to go. All right, we'll keep you at least while Fox and the Hounds. Okay. Here we're having pizza. And you know, we're just chilling. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, hanging out with Glenn from Persona Wood Fired Pizzeria. Just opened up a new location at 170 West Washington, right here in Chicago. More to come with him and more restaurants to come with him. Right now, it is Music Monday, and we have the Fox and the Hounds. They're performing at Localpalooza this Sunday at Shuba's at 3159 North Southport. You can go to foxandthehounds.com for information about all their music, their media, their merch, their photos, and their upcoming shows, including this Sunday's at Shuba's. Right now, they are ready to play Hot Johnny.
Oh, my sweet God. Patty is going to make her way to the microphone.
That was Fox and the Hounds with Hot Johnny. Sorry, Craig, I can't hear you. I don't have my headphones on. I'm busy doing my Facebook Live video.
You Facebook Live that stuff.
What was that?
You Facebook Live it.
I Facebook
Live all of it. By the way, while they were performing, we got a text from the 305, which apparently is Miami, Florida. So we're getting a lot of other places tonight.
You know why? Because even without the radio, you can hear them from here.
Amen. You can even get it. Yeah. And it just says, Fox and the Hounds. I got to go to the next text. Yes. The yes is all in caps, by the way.
We have a listener who asked, actually one of our Facebook Live viewers who asked, what kind of music, what style would you say that was?
We usually categorize it as alternative rock.
Alternative rock. Yeah. All right. There you go. So asked and answered, Kevin Splinter, right there for you. And we've got friends, actually. It's always fun on Music Monday. We have just a wide range. But I think that your style is, I think it crosses a lot of bounds because you have there's something about it. One, the drummer. I'm sorry, Tony, but I was so glad I had the video on you when we were wrapping up there because that was great to capture. Well done. Ira, I'm sorry because you were nervous. I was like, I did like a sort of a hop, skip, and a jump over the equipment behind you. I didn't mean to make you nervous. He was looking out for me and playing and keeping up with the music. And he's like, I hope she doesn't fall and knock over that microphone. That was very nice of you. So what can people expect on this Sunday night? You're saying you might have the chainsaw? What did you say?
It's a metal grinder.
Sure.
It has sparks, you know.
How's it different than a chainsaw? What's a metal grinder?
It kind of looks like a saw, but it's got like this, it looks like this microphone kind of, it's like round.
Okay.
It's got a like metal blade on it and you grind it against other pieces of metal and then it shoots sparks out.
And who's cool. In charge of the metal grinder?
I am.
You're in charge.
I grind it right next to Tony, our drummer. So
he has like, how's he like that?
Shield on his face.
Do you have to wear like a?
No problem. Any girls being next to me, it's fine.
Do you have to wear like a welder's sort of mask or something when you're playing? No,
he likes it.
You're fine. No goggles or anything like that.
It's very flashy.
How does one prepare with a metal grinder? I mean, is that something that you are an apprentice at some point?
And where did this idea come from again? Like, who said this song is missing a metal grinder?
Yeah, what I'm needing is a metal grinder.
I mean, what song is not missing a metal grinder?
That's a good point. No, I've heard I'm trying to think of like a songs that don't need a metal grinder. My Funny Valentine. Yeah, I'm like, that needs a metal grinder. Totally needs a metal grinder. That actually, if any song needs it, it's My Funny Valentine. Hold on, let me turn your mic on.
A restaurant.
You need a metal grinder?
We need a metal grinder in the restaurant. We got to put one in every single store, man.
Do they sell that on Amazon? Yeah, how do you find a metal? I mean, how do you shop around for a metal grinder? I mean, do you wait for a sale?
You just go to Lowe's?
Yes, you wait for the sale.
You wait for the right sale. You
know, Amazon Prime it.
Home Depot has a lovely selection in many colors, sizes.
Yes. And what is your preferred size in metal grinder?
Can I pitch them an album idea right now? Do they mind if I pitch them an album idea?
Album idea? What's the album?
I would say Merry Christmas with a metal grinder. Do a whole Christmas like album.
A Christmas album with a metal. I love this idea, Craig.
Right?
I think this is a good idea.
Well, so I'm very excited.
The idea for the metal grinder, it comes from the burlesque world. They did it first. We stole it. But what they do is grind it against certain body parts.
Wait.
They wear like metal.
We actually have burlesque performers that have been on the show that are currently doing that in some of their performances.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. They're the true heroes.
I've never seen the metal grinding burlesque.
Metal grinding heroes.
Yes.
Great.
Oh man! All right, let's take a break here. You have another song coming up after this. Is that all right?
Yes.
Or would you rather have? Because we can stop for pizza if you'd like.
Is there any left? Do I need to go back to the store and bake more? I can.
I won't make you go.
Where's
back?
An Uber?
Yeah, get you an Uber. Go get some more pizza. We are enjoying music from Fox and the Hounds. They're performing this Sunday, Sunday July 24th at Shuba's at 3159 North Southport Avenue. That's right here in Chicago. Go to foxandthehounds.com for information about that show and any other events they have coming up. And also, Persona Wood Fired Pizzeria is at 170 West Washington. We have free pizza to give away.
Pizza cards to give away. We got like 13 or 14 of those.
Well, let's
not
tell them how many we have. Let's save throughout
the
week.
We have 800.
We have 800. That seems like a lot. Yeah. Only because we need to like pick and choose which callers to give a pizza to. 312-981-7200. And you don't mail pizzas. You have to be in the Chicagoland area, right?
This is from everybody in Chicago. We need the Chicago love out here.
Right. And is there delivery yet?
Yes, there is delivery. Absolutely. Yeah, we open grand opening Wednesday. Mm-hmm. They start delivering and come in and grab it and make it. You know, it fires in 90 seconds. That freaking pizza bakes in 90 seconds in an 800 degree oven. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's fast and furious.
I'm going to cut one of the buffalo wing pizzas. I feel so bad about the last time because I literally shamed them when someone grabbed a piece of pizza. So I'm making sure that they have all the... I'm going to make sure every time you're here, we have something different for you to eat. But tonight it's pizza from persona wood-fired pizzeria.
Yeah.
More with Fox and the Hounds and Glenn when we come back on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio, joined by Glenn from Persona Wood-Fired Pizzeria, opening up at 170 West Washington on Wednesday. Thrilled to have you in studio.
Thanks. Love to be here. I'm glad you guys like the pizza. This is cool.
We do. We like the pizza. And how great is it that you're here for Fox and the Hounds as they perform live in the studio?
You know, this kind of stuff happens all the time, and I only say that because I'm so freaking lucky to meet people and with talent like this, and it's just great. I'm so happy to be here.
They're very good.
So fortunate.
And we're hearing from all over the country, by the way, but those of you who are in the Chicagoland area or come to the Chicagoland area for Localpalooza this Sunday, July 24th, all proceeds are benefiting the Patrick Grange Memorial Foundation, which is an ALS foundation, and all proceeds go to that for their memorial fund. That's going to be this Sunday, July 24th. And you can also go to the Patrick Grange Memorial Foundation.com for more information on that group. And also go to the foxandthehounds.com for links to all their shows coming up and information you would like to get more music from them. Right now, here they are with the Midas Touch.
Oh my God. Oh, sweet God.
Such good stuff. That's
I feel
Fox
like that's how
house,
I have to react at the end of every song. I just like breathe out a few oh my gods. I need a cigarette
well, then
or something.
I get really nervous because I'm like still Facebook Live and
yeah, totally
I've got,
fine.
Now
she's
the camera's on
Facebook
black,
Living but... while she sings.
I know.
This is amazing.
This is the first. I've never done it, guys.
Really?
Yeah. You were doing
a great job.
She has a microphone here and then a phone here, and it's just, that's amazing.
No, you were doing a great job of Facebook Live. I like just went blank camera for a second there, and I'm not sure what my listeners, hold on, let me do this. But you were doing a great job of getting Aiden's guitar playing over there. I thought it was a great shot while you were singing to. And Facebook Live-ing.
She surround sounded it.
It was intense. And
from the 312, all I can say is wow. Love
yes.
this group.
Yeah, fantastic mm-hmm. music. Well, you can wow some more sooner than there at Localpalooza this Sunday, July 24th. It's starting at 7 o'clock at Shuba's, 3159 North Southport. And all proceeds are benefiting the Patrick Grange Memorial Foundation. Go to the patrickgrangememorialfoundation.com for more information to support ALS and this important group. They also have foxandthehounds.com for all their music, all their events coming up. You can contact them there. But thank you again for coming tonight. I know that, but are you going to get the chance to have a little bit of a little bit to eat, or did you guys eat first because you remember the the shock
bit,
of last
me
time?
Me and Aiden partook of the pizza a little bit. It was
isn't that good?
It was good. That goat cheese one, or was it goat cheese and pesto or something like that?
Hold on a second, Glenn.
Fresh mozz and pesto.
Fresh mozz and pesto. It was delicious.
That's the awesome. Second time someone said goat cheese. Do any of your pizzas have goat cheese on them?
You know, yeah, we are bringing in a Greek pizza with goat cheese, and it's awesome. So
I don't know why I love sun-dried tomato and goat cheese.
Oh, yeah, sun-dried tomato and goat cheese, especially when it's fired that hot and those flavors
it like
meld
caramelizes
together.
A little bit. Ooh.
Can I talk about how much I love a personal pizza, a pizza that's made for just me to consume? I really enjoy that idea.
That's sliced the right way.
Right. And then it's got to be sliced the right way. But I also don't feel so bad when I finish it because that was the point.
When I buy a big pizza for myself
yes. and I finish that, I have to really regret that for a while.
I do have a question about your pizzas. Do you guys have gluten-free crusts?
We have the most amazing gluten-free crust. All of our ingredients, you know, like our flour is imported mm-hmm. from Italy. It's double zero flour. It's the finest flour that you can get. Caputo is the brand that we use. It's the best brand, we think, in the world. And the gluten-free is also milled in Italy. And the gluten-free pizza, listen, I'm a pizza guy and I love my gluten. There's mm-hmm. no doubt about it. But the gluten-free is amazing. You have to come down and try it.
I want to come try that. Well, yeah, we made to get some because can I tell a little secret to Glenn?
Yeah, you can tell everybody. I didn't know they had those. Yeah. So I should ask.
Glenn's, Craig is.
I have celiacs, which means I have to eat
he didn't
gluten-free
tell you that,
stuff.
He wasn't going
to. Craig. I also ate pizza tonight.
Yeah,
so
he couldn't help himself.
You have to come in, and we also bake all of our own desserts in-house. So we have gluten-free desserts, and we have the s'mores pizza. It tastes like you're camping.
They have a gluten-free s'mores pizza? Did I understand
we don't have
that correctly?
A gluten. We do
I'll break
have
the
a,
rule for that. Too.
Yeah, we do have a gluten-free s'mores pizza. We can make it on any crust. It's
okay,
just
great.
Amazing. Yeah,
good
that's
stuff.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, that's here's what you do. This week, Persona Wood-Fired Pizzeria is opening on Wednesday. So
170 West Washington.
You start there on one day this week before you head into Sunday. Sunday, you go to Shuba's. They have a great kitchen as well, by the way. You get your food on. You get your cocktails on. You hang out
right.
with Fox and the Hounds for a great fundraiser. What kind of hooked you guys up with? Is this with Shuba's, or is this a group that you're familiar that you guys work closely with?
You know, so actually Burnside and Hooker, they're one of the bands performing. There's going to be, I think, 7 bands on the bill. They put together the whole thing. Mm-hmm. They're a great local band. They do a lot of Americana music. So they organized the whole thing. So really all thanks goes to them. They did a great job.
We love Burnside and Hooker almost as much as we love Fox and the Hounds. We didn't give them any pizza. Not even
we didn't
shame them when they had a slice of pizza. We gave them, they got no pizza while they were here. We apologize to Burnside and Hooker. And what do you guys have coming up? Do you have any events that you want to tell us about, or are we focusing on Shuba's? I don't want to get ahead. No carts in front of horses.
Yeah, no, Shuba's is definitely the next big thing on our list. But we are also going to be releasing a music video, hopefully this month.
Mm-hmm.
We won a citywide contest, so we won a music video with Big Teeth Productions.
Cool.
So we just finished production on that, and it will be coming out very soon everywhere, YouTube, goodness. Vimeo, you know.
Right, all those things.
All those things.
So you already
all
have videos on those sites as well that people can check out?
Yeah, we are all over YouTube. YouTube.com/ KJLester64. It's actually my channel. But there's tons of videos on there. Check it out. You can find videos on our website as well.
Very fun stuff. You guys are amazing. Now, we've asked a little bit about the background from the group. Kendall, remind me where you're from originally.
I'm actually from Las Vegas. I came here 7-8 years ago. I've been here a little while now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've had friends that just came from Vegas. It was like 120 degrees. And even with it, when they say it's a dry heat, Glenn, that
and
doesn't.
It's still 120
it's oven,
freaking
like,
degrees.
Yeah.
I don't care how dry
it's
that's hot.
It's a personal, oppressive hot. And Kate, where are you from originally?
From Chicagoland. From,
whereabouts?
I know. Wheaton, Illinois.
All right. That's. I think we did talk about that last time. Yeah. The suburbs of Chicago are so fascinating, but Wheaton is one of those places where you're like, it is, it's curious to me because of the college, kind of the history of Wheaton College that has this sort of Christian background. I've done comedy shows where people from Wheaton College are like, we have to go and have a good time somewhere. And I go, not the Wheaton.
You.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just to like cut loose a little bit because it's people come from all over the country for this great college and then kind of want to explore a little bit because there are some constraints a little bit there on the campus.
Definitely.
Just a little bit.
Just a bit.
And Katie, where are you from originally?
I'm from Florida.
From Florida. And how now?
305.
What's 305?
That's Florida.
Is it 305?
I think it's 305.
We got a text from Miami from the 305.
Yeah, the 305.
That's very on topic, Glenn. Good job.
Well done there, staying on top of the area codes. How long have you been in Chicago?
7 years.
7 years. It was so around the same time?
Yeah.
How did you guys find each other?
Katie and I met via actually Ira on Facebook. And then I actually met Kate off of Craigslist, which I met a lot of band members off Craigslist. I love Craigslist.
No, it's a good thing. It's a very good thing. As long as you're safe about it, and it looks like you've accumulated wonderful bandmates.
Yeah, they're all good
people. Yeah, and Mike, where are you from originally? Just grab a step
this
in there.
One right here.
Yes,
outside of Boston.
Oh, I don't think I got a chance. Were you here last time?
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to ask you about that? Did I?
No.
About where you're from originally?
Nah.
What brought you to Chicago?
Nice.
Life.
Yeah.
It's bigger out here.
It's bigger out here. I like hearing that.
I think the music scene's a lot more diverse, so and as I said, a lot more opportunities to play and a lot more people to play with.
And the baseball in Boston is terrible, so it's good.
Okay,
second place. I can't say that.
Here we
He's a Yankees fan.
Here we go.
Enjoy your fourth place, buddy.
Did anybody mention the San Francisco Giants are number one right now? I'm trying to chime in.
I don't know. I live in Chicago. We're in first place, too.
It's an even year, though.
What is that? I don't even know what that means. Aiden, where are you from originally? Go ahead. Just step in there. There you go. Sorry.
I'm from Atlanta.
Oh, from hot Atlanta. The Braves. I always feel bad. Whenever I think of Atlanta, I think of poor Brandon C. Price, who's a fan of the Braves. Do you follow baseball?
Not as much anymore. I was around back in the 90s when the Braves were a pretty decent team. And
yes, no doubt.
That's not what it is anymore.
Well, we're in a weird place in Chicago where, like, anything bad could happen any day. We're in a slump. We're like, this is it. This is it. We're done for the season. What brought you here?
Graduate school.
Where did you go to graduate school?
I just completed a PhD in chemistry at Northwestern.
I'm sorry. What just happened to my ears?
Yeah, he just got, what was it, like $100,000 for his invention or something?
$500,000?
What is happening right now?
What did you invent?
He's a little genius.
Oh, my God.
Really
okay, cool. Can we hold on now? You know what? We're gonna let you give you a break from your equipment. Give you a chance to sit down and have maybe have a beer or so and some pizza. And we'll
Is he pulling out money right now?
Yeah.
$500,000?
Yeah,
Oh, my God.
We need one more segment with Fox and the Hounds.
He wants to buy a franchise, I think. He's got the cash now.
Oh, he's giving me his card. We'll talk about this when we come back. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. We'll find out more about the CEO and co-founder of Hazel Technologies in Skokie, Illinois, when we come back. But first, it's time for news with Rob Martyr.
Late at night, when you're all alone, run for your life. Don't look back, or you'll be sorry. I couldn't save you if I tried. You better
run. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. It's Fox and the Hounds with Run for Your Life. And before the break, we found out that Aiden is an inventor. He just finished his PhD in chemistry at Northwestern, in addition to playing amazing guitar. Tell us a little bit about what it is you have invented, sir.
Huh.
Come on over.
Okay.
All right, then. It's all yours.
I wasn't intending for this to be a company plug, but hey, why not?
Hey, I'm curious.
We're an agri-science startup, so we actually make products that extend the shelf life of fruits and vegetables. So we invented, this was about a year ago, we invented a slow-release delivery system for active ingredients that interact with fruit and vegetables and actually slow the aging process, basically.
So when people hear that, they get nervous, and because you're a chemist, they're like, what kind of chemicals are involved? What kind of poisons are you putting into my body? That's what they worry about.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, I'm familiar with that part of the debate, and one of the positions that we've always taken is that I don't think it's very commonly known that the biggest trend in research chemistry right now is actually green chemistry, sustainable chemistry. So we decided to take a stand on the subject and basically say, you know, we've got 7+ billion people on the planet to feed. This is a situation in which we need responsible, sustainable technologies to support the supply chain and actually replace harmful practices and wasteful practices. 1/3 of all the produce that gets harvested in the world today is never eaten. It's a crazy number. And so whatever we're doing right now isn't working. So we want to be at the forefront of technologies that are responsible, clean, non-harmful. And I could go on and on about it, but
I don't know what's happening
you're
right now.
Fine. No, there is.
This is awesome.
Griffin has been gripped by this problem. My son, who is 12 years old, has been talking a lot about all the waste and the food, you know. And Griffin was telling me how it's mostly about poor planning, that people buy too much more than they're going to ever consume, and they're just kind of buying it out of the habit of buying it. But you're talking about, I mean, I think it's obviously a multi-approach sort of solution where, one, you're trying to find a way to extend the life of things that we might otherwise throw away because, whether it's the sell-by date or it's starting to, it gets a little slimy and we don't want it anymore. Well, what do you tell people? Obviously, you've done a lot of research on this. Because do you do this, Craig? And I think a lot of the people in the studio, and Glenn, I'm sure you'll say this. Do you eat something before it goes bad? You're like, I better eat this or tomorrow it's going to be bad. The day before,
yeah.
Just before.
Yeah, I was just
sorry.
Your son for thinking that way is just so
thank you, National Geographic. They did a whole issue on it.
We do, you know, in the restaurants, we have to do that, too. We want to do that. We don't want to waste any food because it's so precious for for everybody. And the cleaner the food, the better it is. So, and this is nothing I know anything about what you're doing. And it's blowing me away. I really dig it. It's great.
And how do you mark? I mean, you were saying you didn't expect this to be a company plug. So, I mean, because I've been doing work down. I shoot 360 videos for the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. Mm-hmm. So I go down to Peru, Streeter, LaSalle. Illinois, and we're trying to educate people about what it takes to cultivate corn. So I went down for the planting season, and then I went for side dressing, which is when they spray with herbicide. And I just went down this week and last week for the fungicide. And people posted things like, "Great, now you're going to have cancer because the crop duster came by." And these really are a lot of the misconceptions that people have about what it takes to farm, to bring food from the farms to the table.
Well, you know, and to be honest, though, it's they're not entirely incorrect from the standpoint that we've implemented a lot of technologies over the last 50 or 60 years. Methyl bromide is a great example. So we may not have strawberries anymore in the next few years. Because of a compound called methyl bromide. Not actually because of the compound, but...
By the way, to the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, he didn't mean that about the corn.
No, he didn't mean that about the corn. He's not talking about corn.
Sorry, I was... I was trying to draw an
analogy. You were jumping a couple of steps when he said that it's not necessarily wrong. He didn't mean the corn. Yes.
Yeah, are they going to send really a corn copter down to like attack?
You don't want to see the corn copter.
So this is a great example of how, you know, we solved a consumer market problem. We said people want fresh strawberries year round. Strawberries are notoriously susceptible to certain kinds of fungus. We'll just kill them right off. So in the 80s, a compound called methyl bromide turned out to be an incredibly effective fumigant to stop all these fungi from growing, and the entire strawberry supply chain in the United States evolved around this compound.
Okay.
Well, then comes the Montreal Protocol in 94, I think. Well,
sure.
It was 92 or 94.
Yep.
It was one of my favorite protocols.
I was there, actually.
Yeah. Oh, you went too.
It turns out the methyl bromide depletes the ozone layer.
Okay.
And so the issue is nobody wants to touch that problem with a 10-foot pole. So the Montreal Protocol said we have to phase it out in 20 years. So 2016 is supposed to be the last year of methyl bromide use. And nobody has been innovating in that space to create something that will save the strawberries but do it responsibly.
Are they hoping for a stay of execution when it comes to that?
They have been for a long time, actually.
They had a stay of that, so they figured there's no reason to rush to solutions?
Every year for 4 or 5 years, the EPA waits until the last minute and then extends the... use of methyl bromide by another year under an emergency exemption, but 2016 is the last year for that.
Craig,
go ahead.
Thank you.
We need to get him some headphones.
Want to say thank you so much, band, for bringing this professor in studio with us.
Yes.
This is now my favorite New Music Monday ever.
I
this is so great. We went from burlesque to bromide something.
I don't even know where to begin. No, it's fantastic. We're fascinated by it. But I mean, so what you're saying is start growing your own strawberries and take care of that crop.
It's actually not a bad perspective to have. I mean, the reason that we have to jump through all these hoops is because is because of centralized agriculture. It's because we, 60% of all of agricultural production in the United States is done in California and Arizona. So that's all
Go
the water,
Cali.
All the energy.
Go
yeah.
Cali.
Yeah, thanks for making us dependent. We really appreciate it.
But
thanks for that ozone.
And then, here in Chicago, you go, well, I want asparagus year round. Well, that comes at a cost. Well,
I want asparagus.
It's
I love
delicious
asparagus
when it's grilled
year round. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that the weather's good, I'm growing it by the ton.
Yeah.
Well, I think that is a good idea. I think that as long as we are moving toward the idea, well, one, how to have more sustainable mm-hmm. chemicals. Yep. I mean, green chemicals that will provide us the opportunity
sure.
to make our food last longer, so that we're not wasting it. Mm-hmm. I think that we should start growing a lot of our own stuff. It's not. We have a very short growing season, of course. Do you recommend indoor farming in Chicago?
As a matter of fact.
Yeah, how are you?
No, I think it's a really
everywhere.
Cool trend. It's
everywhere
really,
should have indoor growing.
Yeah, it's actually a really cool trend. I love the guys that do Farmed Here actually do the repurposing of industrial spaces for vertical farms. They're not even building new land. And the rooftop garden concept has started to come into vogue. I think it's a really cool idea. And the thing is, these guys, what we exist to do is these guys don't have technologies that made the big guys the big guys, but we could make them the big guys if we had the right sustainable technologies. So that's what we're aiming for.
I just want to confirm, when he was playing guitar, he was wearing glasses, right? That's not new. He didn't put those on at some point. Okay, good. I wanted to make sure. I got confused a little bit.
It's the glasses that changed him.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And the words that he's saying.
It is the opposite of Superman. So what is it going to? What does it take to get your company done to the next level? Who are you marketing to? What do we need to help you? I mean, obviously you've already got a grant. I'm guessing is that what they're talking about?
A few. Yeah. We're USDA funded, among other things. We're targeting primarily the business space. So we look at people that hold produce inventory, people that do cross-country shipping, distributors, that sort of stuff. We are actually targeting the consumer market, but we're not doing it this year. We're going to roll that out next year because it's a different market channel.
I mean, this rolls right into what we're doing with the franchising across the USA, because we've got supply chain logistics that have to be counted on all the time. And one of the big myths is that these big companies don't have great produce. They're starting to get better and better and better produce. But yeah, as he slips me his card, now we're networking. This is great.
This is fantastic.
Know,
this is
really
the
good.
Best connections
but
ever.
it's crazy to hear you talk like this, because it's one of the things I have to look at when we have 250, 500 stores. How are we going to get the same consistent product year round that we need all the time? And we didn't go to Italy for our tomatoes for that reason, that we can't count on those logistics. We can't count on their economy and all the other things that are involved. But California is one of the biggest producers of great Italian tomatoes, and that's where we get it because we know it's consistent. This is amazing. I'm really blown away. This is cool. Yeah.
How do you go from, whatever, I'm guessing you studied chemistry in undergrad? Where did you study chemistry?
At Emory.
Oh, at Emory. Why not? Sure. I just went to Emory. And then where should I go to? I'm just going to go to Northwestern. I guess I'll just slide that way. Was this something you had in mind? At what point in your academic career were you like, I want to work on sustainable green chemistry?
My PhD is in a totally unrelated subject. my PhD is actually in catalysis, which is...
catalysis.
Well, I mean, he can explain it.
It's important in the energy landscape.
We have catalysis in the menu, I think.
Yeah. I love your
we
catalysis.
We can put that on the pizza,
the
I think.
The olive oil.
What is catalysis in the energy industry?
It's the easiest process to point to is how we turn crude oil into gasoline, essentially. Okay. That's it. Fundamentally, it's critical to the energy economy.
I was just kidding. It's not on the pizza. Come on.
See how I feel? Not the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, also very important.
Did we mention how the band found him?
The point is that I got interested in green chemistry.
Craigslist.
And I applied to and was selected to be the fellow for the Institute for Sustainability and Energy at Northwestern, which is EISEN. And that sort of snowballed into becoming involved in entrepreneurship, because my background is purely technical, to be honest. It turned out that we turned out to be okay at it. And one thing led to another, and now we're doing the company for real. So I got to leverage that interest, step by step by step, until suddenly I find myself testing the longevity of asparagus in my lab up in Skokie.
Can someone give him a pointer while he explains this stuff, just so like hey,
laser show, yeah, just
do something.
So you guys found now, Kendall, did you find him
we
on
Craigslist? We are a band, by the way.
I know. I'm coming back to it. Do you see what I did? I'm sorry, Mike. I'm coming back around. I was
so
bringing back to Kendall.
Music starts everything.
That's right.
Is your band green, by the way? Are you
yes.
a green
band? Does he break into a lecture in the middle of rehearsals and stuff?
Science band.
Brilliant. I love it.
Thank you so much, Aiden, for letting us know about Hazel. We want to know more. Every time you guys come in, we want to learn a little more about chemistry, a little more about, you know, Boston. You know, we'll spread our wings a little bit, learn about it. Tony, I didn't even ask where you were from yet.
Elmwood Park.
From
He's
Elmwood
an
Park?
Architect.
You're an architect. See, come on over here. More after this. No, he doesn't want to come and sit on the microphone. Nah, we draw stuff and then somebody builds it.
We here. I designed half the city.
This is your load bearing wall right here. All right.
Wow, that's impressive.
I took drafting in high school. I did. It was one of the most boring things I've ever done. Again, Fox and the Hounds.
Offense, Tony.
No. I drew like screws and no, I was not like drafting. You also did, it was mechanical drafting. We had to draw like, you know, the bolts and mechanical parts. Yeah. Did you have to do all the way down to the mechanical parts too? You never had to do that.
No,
did
that
you?
Has nothing to do with architecture.
That's what I kept telling them. This is Chicago's very own. We're hanging out with the Fox and the Hounds. I want to talk a little bit about Ghostbusters when we come back. I don't know if any of our guests have seen it, but they also have a show coming up at Shuba's this Sunday. That's at 3159 North Southport Avenue. And all proceeds are going to go toward the Patrick Grange Memorial Foundation. And Burnside Hooker has put the whole thing, is that the, no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Has put the entire event together, so there's going to be a lot of great bands. But Fox and the Hounds will be performing